Okay, let's get into Arla, Daf Beis, the second Daf here in Maseches Arla, and we are on Aleph Amid Beis. Aleph Amid Beis, we spoke about the Machlokas, about Maosha Chayavin, Shiyuchayavin B'Maiser, these types of trees that are planted, they're fruit trees, but you don't have in mind to use them for the fruit, so are they Chayavin B'Maiseris? Because you're not being machshiv the fruit at all, so is there a way that you could say, oh, is that even called fruit, and therefore if you decide to eat them, they wouldn't be chayav and meiser. So that's a machlokas, the Gemara says, between Rabbi Bo Bar Mamol and Rabbi Hila. This palgan is a machlokas. We quote the machlokas, a meshamer peirosav la'itzem. If you are planting and guarding a fruit tree for the wood, machlokas chayav and pater. So the Rabbi Bo Bar Mamol said chayav, why? That's the drasha that we've had numerous times here in this seder. The Levi will come and he has no chalik with you. So the Levi gets something that he doesn't have a chalik with you in. But if he has a chalik with you, meaning it's hefker, so then he does not get a special chalik. That's why hefker is pater from maestros. But here, these items, even though you have in mind the wood, it's still yours. And because it's still yours, it's still going to be chayiv in maestros. That was, let's read, I'm not sure if I read it last time, so let's read it now. This palgan ha-mesher ha-pei rosov la-eitzim. Right, this machlokes maushe chayevim b'meiser. Are they chayevim meiser? Tiflukta drabi babar mamol drabi hila. This palkan amashem rapei rosav leitzim. Rabbi babar mamol amar chayev. Rabbi hila b'shem Rabbi Yosi amar poter. What's the machlokes about? Rabbi babar mamol amar chayev ben hadar from the following drasha. Ubaha levi ki emlo chelev ganachlima. If the levi will come when he doesn't have a chelik with you, mimashi yesh lecha ve'ein lo ad chayev liten lo. From what you have and he doesn't have, then you have to give him a portion. Yatza hefker sheyatcha v'yodo shavinbo, excluding hefker, which is equal, your hand and his hand. Hu leket, hu shicha, hu peya, hu hefker. And that's the makar for leket, shicha, and peya, are all being putter from maestros and hefker. But these items that are meshamer peiros of leitzim, it's still yours. Still yours, and therefore is going to be chayiv in meiser. Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Yosi. Amar pater mef pater. Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Yosi. Right, so that the Amora says no pater from where min hada. You know it from the Mishnah back in Meisers that we had in the fourth parak. Kuzbar shezara lazera. Kuzbar coriander, which has seeds but also has some leafy vegetables that are edible. But most of the time it's zara lazera. What's common is that you plant it for seeds. Yarka pater. So then the edible early stages. They have leaves that are edible, so that's pater from maestros. So you see, if you're, the focus is the zera, there's a ptur on the leaves. So too here, the focus is the eitzim. So then the you're going to use it for the wood. So then there's a ptur of maestros. The Gemara says, really? No. The Gemara asks under Hila b'shem Rabbi Yosi, shanya hi kuzbar sheish lo goren acheres. Don't compare that to kuzbar. Why? Because kuzbar, There is something that's going to be subject to maestros, right? The zera, the seeds are going to be chayav in maestros. Our case here, where you have a fruit tree, you're trying to tell me the wood is not going to be chayav in maestros, and the fruit, you're going to tell me they're putter, then there's nothing going to be chayav in maestros. No, that's not comparable. The kuzbar is going to have something. Look at the Mara Folda. Shani hi, shani hasam. De isli goren acher, dehainu lezera. There is something that's going to be chayiv in maestros. V'kivin shahazera chayiv lo ichbos lam b'yarka. And since the zera is going to be chayiv, so we don't care about the yarka, about the leaves. Mashenkin hacha ein lo goren acheres. But here, there's no other goren here means there's no other product that's going to be chayiv in maestros. So I don't think that's a good source for a pila b'shem Rabbi Yosi to say there's a p'tur. So the Gemara says, okay, another try. V'hayda amrada. Right, v'haida, this is what the Marfola says, shasu de kamarla, haida, so where is the source for Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Yosi, that if you have in mind just wood, then the fruit are going to be putter from maestros. The following, damrada, the following, tosefta, hamakayim meleya shel kruv lizera. If somebody grows a whole bed of cabbage, but they don't have in mind to eat any of the cabbage, they want to wait till the cabbage hardens, and then there are seeds that are produced, and they're going to use those seeds to plant other cabbages. So in that case, the whole entire, you have a whole thing of cabbage, you're going to use them all for seeds, the Gemara says bala daito. No, that's not normal, to plant a whole bed of cabbage and you're not going to use any of the cabbage leaves, you're just going to use it for the seeds, bala daito, and therefore the whole thing is chayiv. The whole thing is chayiv, because you can, that's not normal thought. But klach and yechidim, but if you have in mind, you have a whole bed of cabbage, we're going to eat, you can use for cabbage, but you have a couple of stalks, individual stalks, that you are going to let harden and use it for seeds, lo bala daito. So then there's no bitul adas, and those are going to be putter. Those are going to be putter from Maisers. And Reb Yonah adds, Reb Yonah, Vahu, Reb Yonah says, even in the Reisha when you're Chayiv, because Batla Daitu, Shalika Yerek, that's only talking about where you harvested it when it was still soft, right? You didn't wait for it to get hard. Right, as long as you harvest it when it was still edible, it's still soft. That's when you're going to be chayiv and batla daito. Avalam lo liket yerek, but if you didn't harvest it as leafy vegetable, soft leaves, edible, so then what, you waited till it was hardened? So now you're going to say it's maisrus. Kacha no omrim, eitzim chayiv ba maisrus? Right, rhetorical question. Right, wood is not chayiv and maisrus. So if you waited, then for sure it's not going to be chayiv. You didn't eat anything until it was inedible. So therefore it's not going to be chayiv. But what did Reb Yonah just say? Reb Yonah said that in the Reisha, in the first case where Batla Daito, you're going to be Chayiv, it has to be a case where you collected it in the and you harvested it in the when it was edible. So if that's what the Reisha is talking about, that must be what the Seifa is talking about too. The Seifa is talking about a case where you harvested it when it was edible. And what does it say? Klachin Yechidim lo Batla Daito. His Das is not Batla. You harvested it when it was edible. Even though your Kavana are the seeds, you're still going to be Pater from the Maisris on the leaves. Pater from the Maisris on the leaves, that is the Raya, and that's the source for Reb Hila b'shem Reb Yossi. So machlokas amaran, whether this case you be chayiv in Maiser or not. That was the that's the machlokas. Fine. So now the Gemara says, okay, that was about Maiser's issue. Maushi asur mishum gezel. What about gezel? The fruit. Again, you plant a fruit tree and you have in mind not for the fruit. You only have in mind for the wood. So am I allowed to take the fruit? Is the fruit subject to gezel? The Gemara says, what are you talking about? So fine, it's not fruit, it's considered firewood. Part of your tree. You still can't go over to it and take it. What kind of question is that? So the Gemara says, no, this is the question. Kagon eiling tutaya delo isbahon mamish. It means the very insignificant berries that are there and they become, they fall off and they get mushy. So are those subject to gezel? Because people don't really care about those. So they're not roi for eitzim. It's not roi for siagim. It's not roi for anything that you're going to use it for, like say for the firewood. So are those subject? And the Gemara doesn't have an answer to that. Right? There's no answer to that case. Right? That's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains. Tutim eina miskaimim el uzman katzar. They only last for a short amount of time. Umiskalkalin maher, they get ruined. The eina ru'uyim l'siag, they're not roi. Ubaha yikalim yiboy, maushi yimutar mishum gezel. Kivachin das balabayas aferis. The balabayas is not focusing on the pears. They happen to grow. But they're insignificant. I'm not thinking about the pears at all. There is not, that's the question. Right? So it reminds us a little bit of, we had a couple of days ago at the end of Maseches Chala, we discussed, remember the story, one of the Amoraim was leaning on the other and said, you know, give me a splinter, please, from that, the wooden fence over there. I want to, floss my teeth. So, and then he said, no, don't do that, because if everybody does it, then this whole fence is gonna disappear. But again, that was also something insignificant. And Me'ekar Adin, there was Yeush, but, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch quoted it in Choshen Mishpat that, it's a, Midas Chasidus not to do that. Okay, Gezel, here is discussed many times, but just to review it for a moment or two, the difference between Geneva and Gezela. Right, the Gemara in Bat Metzia gives us one impression. The Gemara says that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked him, what is the difference? Baba Kama Ayin Tesma Beis. What is the difference between Geneva and Gezela? Shalu Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Bibnei Machmir Torah Bagan of Yosemi Gazlan. Why is the Torah more Machmir by Geneva? Right, the Chayev Kefel, Dalad Vehei. Why is there a Chumra of Geneva? So Amar Lahan, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responded, Zehishva Kvot Evel Kvot Kono, Vizelo Hishva Kvot Evel Kvot Kono. This one, the Gazlan, you know, he did something terrible, but he didn't put man above Hashem. Right? He did it in Pashtus in public. It's visible. And he doesn't care about God. He doesn't care about man. But the Ganuv, the thief, he's scared of people. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees. So lo, that makes it worse. Kav yachol asa ayin shalmata ki'ilu eino roev ozen shalmata ki'ilu eino shama'as. Shenemar hoi hamamikim yashem las tirei tza v'machshach ma'aseim v'chulu. And he continues. So the Pashup shot from there sounds like it has to do with a public and private. Public and private. But there is much evidence that that's not the end of the story. It's not just about public and private. There's more to it. Just as an example, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Samach Aleph, at the beginning of Ezeo Neshech, right? The Gemara talks about what's the difference, an amazing Gemara, not for now, but what's the difference between Geneva and Ona'a and Ribis. The Gemara says, aren't these all the same type of idea? Right? Ona'a and the Lamali, right? Even the language of the Gemara. Amar Rava, Lamali, Samach Alfam and Alfam Amatsia. Lamali, the Katsar Achmana, Lav Beribis, Lav Begeza, Lav Beona'a. And the Gemara ends up by saying, really, you don't need all three. Even though each one of these has its own unique character. Ona'a is business. You knew about it, and you paid it willingly. Ribis, money makes money. Gezel, right? So each of these are within the same larger rubric of taking other people's money, but they're all different. So the Gemara there, on the top of the next Amud, Samachal Mabez here quotes, what's Lo Tignov teaching me, if you can know it from other Isurim, is teaching me Lo Tignov, look at the Tanya, Lo Tignov Amanas Lamekat, Lo Tignov Amanas Lashalim. Genev is even Amanas Lamekat. Lamekat, what does Amanas Lamekat mean? Says the Pashup Shah, what does Amanas Lamekat? It means just as a joke, right? Just to annoy the person. Amanas Lamekat, Rashi quotes, Litsa'er. Litsa'er. I steal something, Litsa'er. What's the simple understanding of that? You're going to give it back in 5 minutes. You can give it back in 5 minutes. That's also Usser. That's also Usser. Usser Daraisa. Gonev Amanas Lamekat. The Ritva there says, what? Daraisa? You can give it back? Pirish, Achle Litsa'er Lachaveiro Bilvad. Vidaito Lachziro Lo. That's the Pashup Shot. Of like what Rashi says, that's what the Ritva says. That's you give it back then. That's still also daraisa. For Rabbi Natan Pirish, Rabbi Natan says the im kain. If you say that amanas lamekat means you're going to give it back in 5 minutes, you just want to annoy the guy. Kol ha'olam over b'lavze. Everybody violates. We do that all the time. I guess we do that. Like you steal somebody's pen and they're making a joke. I don't know. Rabbi Natan says it can't be that you're going to give it back because that would be not included in the iser. No, the geneva is only if you're going to keep it. But the chiddush of amnas lamekat is if your ikar kavana is to annoy the guy, and that's what you're stealing, not because you want the item, but you just want to annoy the guy, that's usser. So that's what the Ritva said. It's a chiddush to say that, well, what's the havamina that wouldn't be usser? Right, of course. Who cares what your kavana is? But that's the Ritva. But the Pashup Shad is that even if you're going to give it back, it's still Asim Mishum Geneva. And the Rambam quotes this in the Sefer HaMitzvos by Geneva. And in the Sefer HaMitzvos, we know the Rambam doesn't quote every detail of every mitzvah. He picks some aspect that characterizes the Avera. And the Mefarshim point out that there's no parallel by Gozel Amanas Lamekat. Right, it's Gonev Amanas Lamekat. Why not Gozel Amanas Lamekat? So Reb Chaim explains based on many other sources and other rayas that Rav Soloveitchik brought, and that is Geneva is focused on the Maisa Geneva, while Gezela is all about the Hefsin Mamon. Maisa Geneva, Geneva is about the Maisa Hotsa'a Merishuz Bailim. You take it out of Rishuz Bailim, that's what Geneva is about, that's what's Asar. Gezela is more about the Hefsin Mamon. It's about the loss that is caused. And that's why, and that's a different focus than Bab Metzia Ayin Tes, that it's not just public and private. It could be private, and it could be called Gezela. And it could be public. Gonev Amanas Lamekat. Gonev. But it's still called Geneva. Because there, you're going to give it back in 5 minutes. But it's still a Maisa. There's no Hefsin Mamon there. But it's still a Maisa. That's why Gonev Amanas Lamekat highlights Geneva. Right? Usually, you have both. You have a Maisa, Geneva, and a Hefsin Mamon. But here, you don't have the Hefsin Mamon, and it's still going to be Usser. Right? The Rambam, we mentioned, the Rambam in Hilchos Gezela in the third Perek has all of the quasi-Gazlanim. The quasi gazlanim, the sholeach yad bepikadon, perak gimel alach yad aleph. If I have an item and I use it, I use the item. Bein shesholeach yad baatzmo, oal yad beno, whether I use the item or my son uses the item, hareze gazlan. That's a gazlan. V'nischayev v'onsav, and I'm chayev onsim. V'nasis hagzela bershuso kitin kol gazlanim. Unbelievable. What do you mean, gazlan? What do you mean? Maybe that was in private, right? Didn't Gemara b'msiyah in tes? It's all about in private. No. Right, that's not about private and public. You have to re-understand that Gemara. Because here there's no Maisa Geneva, but there's a loss. Right, I start using it. There's going to be a Hefsin Mamon. Right, or Shoal Shalomidas, Kofer Bipikadon. All of those are Gazlanim, not Ganavim. Kofer Bipikadon, Bebezdenim, Hayaber Shuso, Beisha Kafar, Nasek Galav Gazlan, Vachayeba Onsav. So again, the difference between Ganav and Gazlan is discussed here In the Mefarshim, and here we have, I mentioned it because here we're speaking about Gesel, right? So again, these, you have in mind, you're planting trees because you want it for lumber, and there happens to be a couple of berries that grow on it. You're not interested in those. Like sometimes Hadassim had these red berries on it. So, is it Hadassim? Gesel Gemara says, of course it is. No, we're talking about the insignificant berries that nobody really cares about, although, and they're not really for why you're planting them, you're not really for a fence or for wood. So, that was the Gemara's question, no answer given. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rimin shenato l'shem Rimin. We mentioned that these were some low-level, insignificant types of fruits. So we mentioned we had a daya on yesterday's daf. We had a daya that says, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the whole Machshavas Patur only works by three minim. If you had in mind not to plant it for fruit, only Rimin, Shikmin, and Slaf. All others, the fruit is very significant. So some say this line is only within Rabbi Shimon, others say not. Others say no, that these are inherently insignificant. So you have Rimin, Shadol Shem Mimin. You have these Rimin, low-level, inferior fruit, that you planted for the fruit. Or Hadas, we take out the word Benos, Hadas, and Nut-O, L'Shem Benos Hadas. You planted these low-level, inferior type of bushes with some berries. You planted it for the berries. Some say you're putter. Is Tani Tani Chayiv? Is Tani Tani Pater? Right. So does this mean? Is this in the world of Arlo or is this in the world of Maisras? Right. Which is the what are we talking about here? Not 100% clear in the Gemara. Is it Maisras or is it Arlo? If you look in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says Ribish Adol Shem Rimin Shestam Bnei Adam Einam Notin Rimin Ela Leitzim. Stam people plan Rimin for the wood. And this person planted it for the peiros, and also the hadas. People only keep it for the hadas. So what is it? So chayev or pater? Chayev pashup shat chayev would be chayev in maisras, right? You could also use chayev in arla, even though I might have used the word usser. But let's say maisras. Is tani chayev? Is tani pater? Amar Rav Chisda. Maybe there's no stira here. Man to amar chayev. According to the one who says, you're chayiv if you planted the rimin for the rimin, b'makom shero mishamrin. In a place where most people, you know, plant the rimin to eat. So if you planted the rimin, most people plant the rimin to eat, and you planted it to eat, so then you are chayiv in maisras. Mandar patr, according to the brisa that says, patr if you planted rimin for rimin, b'makom she'ein rov mishamrin. That's a case where most people do not plant rimin to eat, but they plant it for the firewood or for a fence. In that case, even though you plant it to eat, batla daita. What's amazing about this application is batla daita lakula. Usually we have batla daita lachumra. But here, batla daita lakula. And therefore, even though you planted it for fruit, because most people don't plant it for fruit, it is not going to be chayiv in maisras. Where else do we have a batla daita lakula? Let's look in Shabbos, Tzadi Beis in the Bavli. Tzadi Beis in the Bavli. Right, Tzadi Beis of an Aleph, that's the most of Masechah Shabbos, even more than half, is the issue of Hotza'ah. So the Gemara says, Tzadi Beis of an Aleph, Amar Rav Mishmar Bichia, Hamotzi Matsoi B'Shabbos Arosho. I carry something out on Shabbos on my head. Chayev Chatas. I'm Chayev Chatas. They carry it on my head. Why? Shekei Atshe Hutsal Osen Kein. Because Hutsal people do that. Says the Gemara, V'Atshe Hutsal Ruba Da'alma. Hutsal. So they're strange. What does that have to do with me? Aren't you with the Alma? Elakim or Hachim? I think okay, you're right. That's not. This is what the proper reading. Amarav Mishum Abhiya. Echon mi b'nei Hutsal. Shahotzi Masi Arosha B'Shabbos Chayiv. If somebody from Hutsal carries something out on their head, Shabbos, why? Because that's what they do. Shekein b'nei Iro Osim Kein. That's what they do. Says the Gemara. V'tipatol Daitzo Iso Kaladam. He's doing something strange. So what? That it's normal for him, but it's not normal for anybody else, and therefore you should say, Pater, it's not a malach on Shabbos. Even though normally you do something normal on Shabbos, it's chayiv. Here, no, it's not normal for anybody else. So you should be Pater. Even the Anshi Hutzal people should be Pater. Answer, Eli Yidmar Hachi Yidmar. Hamasi, Motzi, Matzi, Arosha, Pater. This is the final. If you carry something out on your head on Shabbos, you're going to be Pater. But, says the Gemara, Vyem. Tim Salomar Anche Hutzal Osen Kein. I just turned over Tzadi Beis on base. And if you say, one second, you're going to be Pater if you carry something on your head. What about Anche Hutzal? Batla Daito Itzal Kaladam. No, Batla Daito. And even though there are some people, there are some strange people that carry it out on their heads because that's not normal, Batla Daito. So that's a Batla Daito Lakula. Batla Daito, and therefore it's not going to be called a Malacha. Tosas there deals with the problem of when do you say that there's going to be a Ptur And when do you say that, well, it's significant enough for them? From our Gemara, it sounds like even Anshei Hutzal people are going to be Pater. Even though it's normal for them, they're going to be Pater. And yet, Tosfos there talks about, there are other cases that give other impressions, that fine, the whole world's going to be Pater, it's not going to be called a Maisa, but for that place, Mashva, says Tosfos, the top of Tosfos, here, Tzadi Bezim base. Mashva, the Asranami, Amar Debat L'daitan. Sounds like even for the Hutzal people, are going to be Pater. V'chein B'reish V'chal Ma'arvin. There's also a Gemara in Erevin. But, says the Gemara, but if you look in Vakasha, you look in Shabbos, Kufman Dalma Beis, Parachavis, Gabi Shalman Nashia, how you sochtin berimonim, about squeezing pomegranates, about which fruit are in the Malacha Daraisa, Darabanan, or Mutter, for squeezing fruit on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Zesim Anavim is Daraisa, almost all other fruit are most Darabanan, and some are even Mutter. So the Gemara there talks about what's normal in terms of a squeeze. And where are their quotes? Mekayim, the beginning of Kilayim, we spoke about this. Mekayim quotes of Mekerim. If somebody grows thorns in their vineyard in order to feed to their camels. Shekein ba'arvia, Mekayim quotes in Ligmalayim. Gemara says, aye, isn't that Butla Daita? The Gemara says, no. Hasam chashav minagaravia delachala olam nami imhaylam rov gemalim avinem Mekayimi. So Tosfos tries to figure out, there are some behaviors that are strange, but only because the mitzius of that place. You know, they don't have camels. If they would have camels, they would do this with the thorns in order to feed their camels. And other behaviors are inherently strange everywhere, like carrying things on your head. So Tosfos is machalik between the two, but that's the sugya of Batla Daito. Batla Daito, as the Gemara says here. So again, the Gemara says here, Rav Chizda says, we have machlokas, two different brises, about whether if you plant rimin for rimin, you plant these for the fruit, Pater Achayev, so Rav Chizda says, depends where you are. So Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi doesn't like that chilek. Rabbi Yossi says, one second. In the first brisa, right? The one that says chayev. So what's the case of chayev? Rav Chizda explained where most people do it for fruit. So what does the brisa say? Most people do it for fruit. And you think about eating it for fruit, that's where you're going to be chayev. What, you had a thought, think about eating it for fruit? Im, Rabbi Yossi boy, im b'makam sharov mishamrin. If we're talking about a case where most people have it for fruit, lamali chishev, what does he have to think about it for fruit? Afil lo chishev, even if he did think it for fruit. Kachanu omrin zayis v'teina sheyachshav aleim, if you plant an olive tree. Oh, if you think about using the olive wood, the olives aren't going to be chayev in maestros? Of course they are. So Rabbi Yossi argues on Rav Chizda's pshat of the two brises. No, the first brisa that you think about eating it, that's talking about a rove, you wouldn't need to think about it. So, Ella, filu mechsa mishamrin and mechsa she'im mishamrin. The chiddush is that if it's half and half. If it's half and half, then it depends on what you're thinking. Right? If you're thinking to eat of a fruit, so then fine, then it's chayiv, and if not, not. Amar Rav Matya, Rav Matya says, no, he defends Rav Chizda. He defends Rav Chizda. No, go back. You said, what does the Reisha talk about? If rove people use it for fruit, you still have to think about it for fruit? No. You're right. It doesn't need, you don't have to think about it for fruit. Right? Min de basrasa. No, it's because of the what's afterwards. Right? We just want to have a parallel lashon to the other part of the Brisa. Makom she'ein rove mishamer, in a place where rove aren't mishamer, then afilu, take out low, afilu chishe pater. If a place, like how we explained it, if rove are not mishamer, if most people plant these rimin for wood, then even if you thought lechol, you're going to be pater. So that's why to have parallel, we also talk about the resha, if you thought lechol. But you don't need that. You're right. If it's rove planted for fruit purposes, then you wouldn't need to think about it for fruit. It would be automatic. Good. Rabbi Yochanan, Meshem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yutzdak, unusual name, Geffen, Shalas ben Makom. What happened if you have a Geffen, a vine that, Ols ben Makom, that, Barkam Chorshin, right? A vine that started growing by a forest, right? Chorshin, Marafolda, Ya'ar. So, what do you mean, what happened here? It grew by itself. Let's say some of the seeds of your vineyard flew, were windswept, and they went into a forest. So, Peter ben Arla, that's part of a Marla. Why? Because you're not going to bring those fruit. It's such a pain. It's not going to grow well. You're not going to plant it there. It's growing in the middle of a forest, right? Not where you have a vine. So anything that's not like that windswept vine that's, even though if it grows a little bit, that's part of a Marla. Amar Rav Yossi, afilu nata. Even if you actually planted it. Right, if you planted a vine in a yard where it's not going to grow well, even if you planted it directly putter, for the same reason, because it's not going to be worthwhile to work it and to bring the fruit. V'yad tanina, one second, but didn't we learn in two daf from now, daf heim abeis, the Mishnah says, ha'olam elav chayv arla. The Mishnah says there, even if you don't plant it, if there's a fruit tree that grows by itself, it's chayv an arla. So what's this Gemara talking about? That, oh, if it, alas ba'makom. So Gemara says, no, it depends. Where'd it grow by itself? Taman, the Mishnah, daf hei, b'shenatam makom yishav. It started growing by itself in a normal place, where once it grows, you're going to take care of it, you're going to get fruit from there, so that's why it's chayiv. Baram hacha, shenatam makom harshen. But here, by the Rabbi Yochanan statement, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yotzdak, no, it's a case where it flew into a forest, and it's dark, and it's shady, and it's not going to grow well. That's why it is not chayiv in Arla. Rabbi Elezer, another limit. Hada the Tamer, when do we say that if it flew into a forest and it starts sprouting by itself, it's patur? B'sheina osa k'tei tefilasa. Where it's not going to grow, like as I explained it, where it's not going to grow to be worthwhile to work it. See the Marafolda. Shehotsas havas haperos. Liyishuv, the expense of bringing the fruit to the population, yoser mimash shavina peiros yizmana, is even more expensive than the fruit are worth. So you're not going to do it. That's enosik de tefelasa. Or, right, it's just such a pain to harvest it there. Let's just read the next line. Avalam haisa osik de tefelasa chayevis, but if it grew in the forest, but it's still worthwhile, then it's going to be chayev in arla. Look in the Gilyoni Ashas here of Yosef Engel. It's not just about place, but he thinks if it's next to a forest, the animals are going to eat it. And that's why it's not going to be worthwhile. Yeah, the Al-Kain, he says, Nira b'inei atam, denotea b'chorshim pata me'orla mishum te b'chorshim mitzuyen chayos, kimavur b'yerushalmi. V'al-Kain b'vadai ha'chayos yochlu as ha'peros, v'ein ha'peros omdim la'achilas adam, v'lo mikri eitz machal. That's why, because the animals are going to eat it, so it's not an eiz machal. V'al-Kain pata me'orla. V'al-Kain, im yesh b'peros shivui k'tei tfilasan, if there's enough, hainu, the yesh bam shivui she'yuchal lo'hoshiv shomer. What do you mean? It's valuable enough that you're going to put a guard there so the and the chayas don't get it. V'shiyetapel ba'peiriz la'aviyam li'yishu v'lachidas adam afshalo yi revach b'davar redosatiyak mo'ach nasa. It won't be so profitable mikol makom kiven shiyachon la'peiriz lavo lachidas adam b'liyevse, because it can be that the fruit are going to be consumed by people. Shaper is still called an eitz machal, and it has dinei arla. So it's not just the tircha, but the Gilyon Eshas talks about the chayos ros. The chayos ros. There's what to say, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chuna sha'al esrog shenat l'mitzvah, so ma'ashi yichayim chayiv arla. What if you plant an esrog tree with zero intention to eat the fruit? You plant to get to have esrogim. Right, and even after, let's say, even after you're allowed to eat the esrog after the sukkah, but you don't have in mind that you're just going to let it rot. You don't have in mind to eat any of the esrogim as a chayav and arla. Chazar Rav Chuna v'amar. This is not like the question in sukkah. If you have an arla esrog, can you use it for the mitzvah? Right, it's also bahana. So it's the opposite. If you plant the tree l'shem esrogim, is it arla at all? Chazar Rav Chuna v'amar esrog. Shnatul mitzvah sachayav arla. Yes, meaning. But to be arla, it doesn't have to be just a fruit that you consume, that you use. And using it for a mitzvah is also looked at as a usage, even though lav lahenos netnu, but still, it's enough to be considered a usage, and therefore it's chayiv and arla. Lo kein taninim. One second. Didn't we learn, v'lokachtem lachem v'lo min ha-mitzvah? Or didn't we learn, v'lokachtem lachem v'yem ha-rishon, you take an esrog, v'lo min ha-mitzvah? What does that mean? The Mefarshim explained, you can't use ma'aser sheni money to buy an esrog. You can't use it to buy an esrog. You have to use chulin money. So that's what lachem below min ha-mitzvah. So you can't use ma'aser sheni money. That's what lachem teaches me by the dalan minim, that you can't use ma'aser sheni funds. So we think, the Mara Folda explains, so too maybe the lachem by arla, right? It's lachem, yeah, right? It's lachem by arla shouldn't apply to mitzvos. Just like the esrog excludes using ma'aser sheni funds, it has to be chulin. So maybe also arla, lachem of arla, doesn't apply to mitzvahs. Get a little tenuous connection. But the Gemara says anyway, it's a different type of lachem. Taman, by dalan minim, ulakachem lachem, that's the mitzvah. It's a tzivui. Take for yourself bidamim, lo mina mitzvah. Take for yourself your own money, buy it, and not mina mitzvah. You can't use mitzvah money. That's a tzivui. Bram hacha, but here it's just describing a reality. Hacha kemada tamer gabi shofar, like it says by shofar, yom trua yelachem. It shall be a day of blowing shofar. Mikom akom, it's a day of blowing shofar, and that's an inclusive lashon. Includes what? The Rasilio says It includes a stolen shofar, right? Ein b'kol din gezel. Maybe it includes Isuri Hana shofar, some hold. So just like there, it's just an inclusive phrase that describes the sotu here, b'kol shalosharim yelachem, arelim lo yeachel. It's a lachem inclusive. Arel, it should be for you, shall not be eaten, mikol makom. So it includes even shel mitzvah, even shall be included. Look at the bottom, our Ruchayim Kanievsky, Klomar. Lav dina nomar belachem. Right here, it's not a din. El ha-kasav medamre, el b'nei Yisrael, vorm alachem, yi ha-yom trua, v'lachanami omar kasav, v'lachem yiyu, shalosh shanim ha-reilim. Right, it's just going to be a forecast of what describing the day, describing the situation, and what is included, but not specifically limiting on the tzivui. Okay, so that's what maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the Chayos Rose. I wanted to say something about Rav Yosef Engel, and then we'll pick up next time with continuation of this parak of Hanotea Lisyag.